I'm glad you're joining for day 3 of the Overcoming Fear devotional. Today we're going to talk about a significant element of fear, the future. Our biggest worry and fear is oftentimes our future. When a kid enters his teens, he's suddenly introduced into a world of choice. He's suddenly perplexed about the decisions and choices that he or she must take. And so this teenager right now steps into a world of fear and worry. He or she is worried about the college, the future spouse, the kids, the job that he or she might take up in the future, and balancing everything. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 34, which we all know, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." Jesus was very clear to say, do not worry about your future. But Jesus tells us to be like a child again. Because when a child steps into this world or is brought out into this world, it does not tell, "I want to know who my parents are. I want to know if my father can afford my education." No, the child will never say that. As long as mommy feeds me and daddy protects me, the child will say, "I'm good." That's the trust we must have in God. Our God is also our Father. And so He has the responsibility to provide for you, and He will do that in our lives. And so fear of the future must be out of the question. Fear of the future is not something a believer must have, but it is oftentimes the biggest fear in our lives. So today we are going to learn from 2 Kings chapter 4 from the life of the widow of a prophet during the times of Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 from the NIV says, "The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, 'Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves.'" You just read a passage from the Bible. I'm giving you a task right now. I want you to identify the fear in the passage. Can you sense fear in this passage? I don't know about you, but since I have faced a lot of fear in my life and I've overcome those fears in my life, I can quickly understand fear from a Bible passage. This woman was afraid of the future. She had just lost her husband, a prophet, in fact. The children had lost their father. They became fatherless. The wife, she became a widow. When you suddenly lose a loved one, it's not just a gap left in your home. It's a gap left in your heart. And so this woman and her children had a gap in their heart. But Jesus feels the pain because he wept with Mary and Martha. He is a miracle working God, but he also associates with our emotion, our weakest emotion. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 68 that he is the father to the fatherless and the protector of the widows. And so the widow is crying out to the prophet Elisha because of her fear. Fear of what? Fear of her future. She is afraid what is going to happen to them. Who is going to provide for them? The breadwinner is no longer in the family. Who is going to solve all these debts? The father had not left properties and money and estate to the children. The only thing that the father had left for their children is a lot of debts, and the creditors were behind them. I know there are people listening to me who are afraid of their future because of their past events. You're afraid because of what your forefathers have done. You're afraid of what your father or your mother had done in the past, and you think it is going to come back and haunt you in these coming days. But I believe God is going to set you free from all those fears. The woman had fear of losing her children. If you interview any parent, they would tell you that their children are their future. So after she lost her husband, her kids are her only hope. They were the only things that made her happy. If it wasn't for the kids, she would have taken the rope and she would have ended her life to follow her husband. But now she is in fear of losing her children, losing her future, because the creditors would knock at the door any moment. That was her biggest fear, that knock on the door. Some people listening to me are afraid of the calling bell ringing in your home because you're hiding from certain people and you don't want them to step into your home. Now, because of the debt, her children, her sons, would become lifelong slaves to the money lenders. The children would suffer for the mistakes of the parents. The children are cursed for the mistakes of the parents. In other words, a curse or a debt that carries on from one generation to the next generation. And we have a term for it in the Christian church. We call it a generational curse. And so sometimes it is these generational curses and these debts that we carry on, these baggages that we carry on from our forefathers and our parents that sometimes limit us from achieving things in our life. Today, I believe God can set you free from any generational curse. There is power in the name of Jesus. And if you believe that your whole family tree is affected by some curse, the book of Romans says that you have been grafted and drafted into a new family tree in Christ Jesus. Every generational curses will be uprooted from the foundation. And instead of the generational curse, you will have a generational blessing. Amen. So now this woman is afraid because her kids were about to be stolen. For many people, your kids may not be stolen physically, but the devil has stolen their soul. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 10, the devil comes to steal, kill and destroy. If those three are the activities of the devil, I believe the fear that he instills are also based on those three. The devil brings the fear of something being stolen in your life. He brings the fear of something being killed in your life. And he brings the fear of your life being destroyed. But right after Jesus said those words, he also said one more thing. He said, "But I have come to give you life and life in abundance." Amen. That is our living hope. That in spite of all the fears of the future, the fear of what is going to happen to me, that who is going to provide for me, just like the widow, what is going to happen to my children? Is my children's future secure? Is my future secure? You have so many doubts, but God is clearly telling you, do not be afraid of tomorrow. Do not be afraid of the future, because that will worry about itself. Just like the songwriter said, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fears are gone. All my fears are washed away. Our life is worth living just because he lives. And that life is alive in you, is alive in me, it's alive in us. The life in abundance Jesus talked in John chapter 10 verse 10 is yours. So Father, I pray for the people listening to me. I thank you, God, that you're going to give them life in abundance instead of the fear of the future. Thank you for listening to our prayer. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.